أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. فلما ذهب عن إبراهيم الروع وجاءته البشرى يجادلنا في قوم لوط إن إبراهيم لحليم أواه منيب. الله سبحانه وتعالى in the ayat that we discussed previously spoke of the malaika who came in the form of human beings to the home of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and they had given him and his wife Sarah the good news of a child, a son who will be born to them by the name of Ishaq. Ibrahim alayhi salam initially was fearful about them and regarding them until they revealed their true identity. And they explained to Ibrahim alayhi salam that they were actually sent to the community of Lut. At that time, Ibrahim alayhi salam was in the land of Palestine. And Lut alayhi salam was approximately 22 kilometers away from where Ibrahim alayhi salam had resided. So they were not too far away, not too far apart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا ذَهَبَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ الرَّوْعِ. Then when the fear had vanished from Ibrahim alayhi salam, ayah number 75 of Surah Hud. He was comfortable now. He understood who they were and why they had come. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when that fear left him, وَجَاءَتْهُ الْبُشْرَى, and the good news came to him, they gave him the good news and the glad tidings of a child. يُجَادِلُنَا فِي قَوْمِ لُوتٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ibrahim started pleading with us regarding the people of Lut. He understood that they were going to destroy the entire community of Lut alayhi salam. So he began pleading with the angels and the malaika and trying to persuade them not to go ahead with the mission and not to carry out this instructions. Allah says he started pleading with us regarding the community of Lut. Inna Ibrahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us three qualities of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Number one, Allah says certainly Ibrahim alayhi salam la halim. He was extremely tolerant. Awwahun, one who was devoted to Allah. And munib, one who constantly turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Ibrahim alayhi salam began pleading with the angels, these emissaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the instruction was given to Ibrahim that, Ya Ibrahim, a'rid an hadha. O Ibrahim, turn away from this. Ignore this. Do not delve into this issue. And do not discuss this with us. Ignore this. Turn away from it. Innahu qad ja'a amru rabbik. Certainly the command of your Rabb has already arrived. Wa innahum atihim adab. And they are going to be afflicted by punishment. A punishment will strike them, the people of Lut, غير مردود, that will not be turned back. Allah has made his decision. Lut alayhi salam had tolerated the mischief of his community and his people for way too long, and there is nothing that will change them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only sends a punishment to a community when a people, when there is no hope left in them rectifying their ways. And they have become cancerous. When cancer comes into the body and there's a fear of it spreading and destroying the entire body and spreading to different limbs and different organs, then as painful it may be and as difficult as it may seem, the best procedure or the best measure to take is to remove it from that part of the body. Sometimes an entire limb has to be amputated and removed from the body in order to save the entire body. So here you have a community who are engaged in the most immoral and immodest act No one had introduced, they were the first to introduce homosexuality in the world. And it was really became a sickness amongst them, and we will understand how prevalent it was in the community. Almost every man in that community was involved in this immoral and immodest act. So the fear is now that this is going to spread to the next community, to the next village, to the next generation. Their children are exposed to this. They are going to grow up living with this. It's about time we need to cut out the cancer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that innahum atihim adab, a punishment is going to strike them, غَيْرُ مَرْدُودٍ, and this punishment will not be turned back. وَلَمَّا جَاءَتْ رُسُلُنَا لُوطًا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these angels, remember they were the chief angels Allah had sent on this occasion. Jibra'il alayhi salam, Mika'il alayhi salam, and Israfil, in the form of young, handsome, beautiful men. And they are going to a community who are prying on these type of individuals, who are looking for every opportunity to find these type of handsome, young-looking men to fulfill that immoral act with them. So the Rusul, Allah says, they come to Lut alayhi salam. وَلَمَّا جَاءَتْ رُسُلُنَا لُوطًا, he was not aware that they are the angels of Allah. سِيَ بِهِمْ, he felt very uneasy. Lut alayhi salam. You know why? He says, these are my guests, and now trouble is going to come my way. If the men in my community know that I have these young, handsome men within my home, they will pounce on them. And they will come to my home, barge into my home, and they will remove these men from my home. Look at, can you imagine what a community this was? And what level they had reached in immorality and immodesty, that it became such a norm that the entire community was prepared to engage and support each other in this act of immorality, that it became the norm in community. And that's what's happening today. It's becoming once again a norm. Today, sometimes in certain countries, you cannot even speak out against it. You will be detained, or you might be penalized for speaking out against the immorality and this vile act of homosexuality. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when they came, Lut alayhi salam was not too happy. See abihim, he felt uneasy and uncomfortable. وَضَاقَ بِهِمْ ذَرْعًا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, his heart within became constrained and tight. He was very uncomfortable. And what did he say? وَقَالَ هَذَا يَوْمٌ عَصِيبٌ, he says, this is going to be a very difficult day for me. For me to protect and guard my guests and these men against my community is going to be a hard job for me to do. So he was not too comfortable having them there, and he wasn't too excited about their presence. Now, Lut alayhi salam had a wife. Both the wife of Lut alayhi salam and the wife of Nuh alayhi salam, both of them did not embrace Islam. Now, it was allowed right up to the initial stages of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It was allowed for a disbeliever to marry a believer. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's two daughters, even after he was appointed a Nabi, his two daughters were married to the sons of Abu Lahab. His two daughters were married to the sons of Abu Lahab. After that, Abu Lahab instructed his sons to divorce the daughters of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So right up to that point, it was allowed for a Muslim to marry a disbeliever. So she sent the information to the men in the community that within our home, in the home of Lut alayhi salam, there are three or four extremely handsome young men. Come to the home and perform your act of immorality with these men. Allah explains the scene. وَجَاءَهُ قَوْمُهُ يُرْهَعُونَ إِلَيْهِ, they were so sick they were. Allah says, the community, the people, men from within the community, they heard when the information came to them, they came rushing and running to the house of Lut alayhi salam in order to capture these young men and keep them for themselves. Allah says, وَجَاءَهُ قَوْمُهُ, his people came to him, يُهْرَعُونَ إِلَيْهِ, rushing with all excitement. They came rushing to the house of Lut, وَمِنْ قَبْلُ كَانُوا يَعْمَلُ السَّيِّئَاتِ. And Allah says previously, throughout their lives they were involved in sayyi'at, in acts of immorality and sin. قَالَ يَا قَوْمُ نُوحَ عَلَيْهِ لُوتَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ pleaded with his people. He says, O my people, هَؤُلَاءِ بَنَاتِ, I have daughters. هَؤُلَاءِ, here are my daughters. I am prepared to offer my daughters in the nikah of the chiefs of the community. Don't do this. Even to that extent I'll go. Offer my daughters. Two interpretations. Lut alayhi salam had two daughters. They were believers. His daughters were believers. One interpretation, he was offering his own daughters to the community. They don't do this. The other interpretation ulama give is, he says, the daughters of the community. The Nabi was considered to be the father of the people of the community. So one of these two interpretations. And he pleaded with them, Ya are my daughters, Hunna atharu lakum. They are far more pure for you. They are far more clean for you. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, fear Allah. وَلَا تُخْزُنِي, وَلَا تُخْزُونِي فِي ضَيْفِي. Don't embarrass me. Don't disgrace me in front of these guests of mine. أَلَيْسَ مِنْكُمْ رَجُلٌ رَشِيدٌ. Is there not a single righteous man amongst the whole community? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains his people, his community. What did they say? قَالُوا لَقَدْ عَلِمْتَ مَا لَنَا فِي بَنَاتِكَ مِنْ حَقٍ. No, O Lut, you know we have absolutely no right over your daughters. We want nothing to do with your daughters. We are not inclined in any way towards your daughters. وَإِنَّكَ لَتَعْلَمُ مَا نُرِيدُ. You know exactly what we want. We want these young men from your home. Release them to us so that we may take them for ourselves. قَالَ لَوْ أَنَّ لِي بِكُمْ قُوَّةِ. Lut alayhi salam says, I wish I had some strength to fight against all of you. أَوْ أَوِي إِلَىٰ رُكْنِ شَدِيدٍ. Or I wish I had some strong force, somebody within the community, some people within the community who could stand by my side and fend off the whole lot of you. May Allah grant us the understanding.